Oh, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name is Liz. Happy to have you guys back. Welcome, welcome. I have a lovely guest with me. He's a buddy of mine here from the station. He's the volunteer coordinator at the station as well. His name is Jeremy. I'm going to have him on in a minute, but before I have him on, I want to play some music for you guys. I found an artist. My boyfriend Aaron, love you Aaron, thank you so much for always introducing me to new electronic music. There's a guy coming out of Montreal, his name is Audentrix, and I'm gonna play for you guys some melodic dubstep type music, and Jeremy's got set up for us some sort of down-tempo house music after that as well. So music genre this week is leaning electronic. Hope you guys enjoy it. And I'm going to set you guys up first off with Audentrix, Drown in It, followed by Lie With You. Hope you guys like it. See you in a minute.
I like the way you're going down in it, down.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Liz. You just heard two songs by Odentrix coming out of Montreal, two new songs. Firstly, I was Drown in It, and the second one was Lie with You. I had Jeremy, my friend and colleague, here at the radio, in on Wednesday. He flew back home to Lethbridge on Thursday, home for the summer, but I had him in. I've been wanting to have him on the show, so I kind of, we were having a good chat pre-show, sort of chatting in the studio, and then I just decided just to turn the mics on. So I'll be dropping you guys pretty much right smack in the middle of our conversation, but you can expect that our conversation's gonna be talking about, we'll talk about Fallout 3 for like 10 minutes, and the importance of recognizing that sometimes things are just from a different time, and you gotta view it from the relevance of the time that it was made, and that looking back at it, you can say that it was important. But you got to keep in mind with the bias that you're coming at it from you're looking back at it from hindsight and with all of the context that you have now in modern day. And then later we were also talking about why we like working for nonprofits and what inspires us to stay at radio and also what makes radio important. And in between that, I'm going to be playing some more electronic music. Hope you guys enjoy that. So I'm going to fade you guys right into my conversation with Jeremy. And Jeremy, if you're listening, I miss you already, man. Everyone here does. You are so loved in Vancouver, and we can't wait to have you back in September. All right, listeners, enjoy.
The history of communications or anything, but like, there's a lot of theory that goes back many decades that can't be applied to today because of the internet. Anyone ever heard of that? You know, furthermore, like, you get newer stuff. Like, you know, you look at the APA's references for our readings, and they're all, like, in the past 4 years, 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, which is just nice, because you're not listening to, like, old gray man talk about back in the radio days. Well, before then, it was the printing press, I'll have you know. Like, we don't need to deal with that.
Communications has come a long way, especially in Canada, in the last, like, 90s? 80s, sure. 90s?
Yeah, it feels like it. All I know is that this institution's pretty good at doing it, I guess.
Communications is really good.
According to the rankings.
That's true.
Who makes the rankings? I don't know.
Bro, big university.
Big university? Big college.
Big college.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to cut that F-bomb.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's your own show.
It's fine. I'm after the watershed.
You are after the watershed.
I'm after the watershed.
You're fine.
I still can't say profanity, but
this is off the record, even though it's on the record. Is dropping them left, right, and center.
Really?
All the time.
Is it syndicated or is it okay.
But it's like, I don't know if he's still making new episodes, but it's like he was doing a show for a long time here for
A
long time. Yeah.
Oh, that has like 100 episodes.
Yeah. Like, gotta be more than that. Because, I'll look in the airtime and it'll say, like, what date it's from. Like, that's from 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. RIP to those shows.
Well, I mean, like, they're still around ish.
Yeah.
Like, they still have a spot.
That's true. And, I mean, they live on.
Yeah.
Right? Just like those articles from 4 years ago that you still have to read.
Oh, absolutely.
They're still relevant. They're still relevant.
Dude, I read, it's funny you bring that up. I read like old reviews on things so much. Like if there was like a 21st century example, right? Like if I want to read about Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yep.
Right? The first thing I'll look at is like, what were the like print critics saying about it? Not that this is a good movie to look at critics, but like, you know what I mean? Like, let's go look, what were they printing about back then? And I don't want to watch the YouTube video about it these days.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's more, it's more representative of what they were going for back
then. It's more relative as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, taking it back to a more like academic sense, and not that I want to stay there for very long.
But
like, I mean, like temporal context is so huge. Like, if
break
we're
that down for me.
No, it's like if you're looking at history of politics through a lens of 2026, mm. and it's for something that happened in 1740 or okay. whatever, you can't There's apply you can't apply the same concepts of modern liberalism and human rights and all this business no. or even like you can't even like compare like modern economic theory to 100 years ago. I mean, you can still look at
which is interesting, yeah. right? Because I feel like a lot of the economic theory is still rooted in what those old boys had to say.
Absolutely. A lot of it, I mean, in my opinion, I think a lot of it is ultimately ideological as well. Okay. And a lot of these ideologies have been brewing for 1,000+ years, right? Mm-hmm. Or more if we're taking it all the way back to the old Greek dudes. But what do they know? But yeah, I mean, and if we're talking about like in time relevance, like I don't, you know, if it's in like, oh, Fallout 3 doesn't hold up anymore because there's no plot and like character models are stupid. Okay, in 2008 it was game of the year.
It was a big
okay?
deal.
It was okay. a huge game, and I love that game.
That's a oh man. I like that game. I'm not going to say I only like that game for two reasons, but one, the green. Mm. I don't know what shade of green that is. That, mm. like, is the Fallout 3 green.
Radioactive green.
The radioactive green. I love that color.
I
need my life in that color. Mm-hmm, you know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I love the, like, we're going to take the northeast of America and just ruin it. Because I love the, like... Because you have that, like, 2008 limitation of, like, we can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's not like a Rockstar game mm-hmm. from, like, these days where it's like, we built the entire territory of Texas.
Yes.
But,
so true. Yeah.
Like, they were still able to, like, you know, that's a Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
But that's infected by super mutants.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah, that's the Washington Monument.
Exactly.
That's that the White House is a crater.
I yeah. love that stuff. On the other hand, I don't care about finding my dad.
Mm.
Or wasn't that the
yeah.
plot, right?
That was Fallout 3. That was Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like Fallout 3 did a better job of keeping you a bit railroaded on the plot, which
yeah.
I think was... I do like a narrative-driven RPG, so mm-hmm. I did appreciate that they did make it a little bit more streamlined.
Sure.
I thought Fallout New Vegas not needing as much of a driven narrative, like your narrative is like you're finding revenge and then you're realizing everything is falling apart, so you're trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout 4 did not care about finding my son. I made it no. to Diamond City and I was like,
we're done. Well, like, I think
it took me forever to get to Kellogg. It took me like 80 hours to start.
And that's
finding
like
him.
So real though, like, because yeah. I don't understand like the point of Fallout putting in this half-baked narrative when you're going to spend all this time with the exploration and the world building.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, why don't we focus everything away from these stupid Minutemen?
Yeah.
And, like, respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
No,
they're all
people.
But, like, the plot sucks.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we wasting all this time and energy on? Like, how about this? Fallout 5, no voice acting. Go crazy with it. Just go, like, totally balls out. Like, make the craziest world of all time and we'll build and we'll sculpt and whatever. But, like... You got to pick a lane, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It drives me a little crazy.
No, I mean, it's, you know, Bethesda is known for its world building, right?
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, when you think of Fallout New Vegas, do you think about, man, I had that great conversation with the dude in Good Springs? Or do you go, wow, I, like, ran across the world, and then I found myself in this power armor that I then took south and then lit a bunch of Caesar Legion on fire?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you build the story yourself instead of, like... Well, here at Sony Smiles, Good Springs, whatever. Like,
fair
you know
enough.
What I mean?
I don't know. I still quote Nobark Noonan from Novak. It's like, the
Liz.
Chupacabra.
That's not to say there's not hits.
No, of course. I still, one of my favorite quotes still to reference is Mr. Fantastic from Helios One, who's like, they asked me if I have a degree in theoretical physics. I told them I have a theoretical degree in physics.
Hired.
I love that.
It's so good.
Bars.
It's so good.
Employed. Also, where do you get a degree in theoretical physics in what,
the wasteland?
It's like 2277.
Well, isn't the idea that like you get pre-war education, then you go in the pod, and then you come out?
Where?
Well, there's still universities. Like
what?
Pre-war is what? It's like 1930 something, right?
The war happens in 2077.
Okay. This is what I'm confused about. See, I don't know my Fallout like
yep.
this.
That's fine.
I thought...
How dare you?
The bomb dropped, like, in the 40s, and that's why everything kind of looked like it's from the 40s.
Oh, it's like a divergence plot where the turning point is when in I think it was like in the 40s when our timeline started developing microchips.
Oh,
they went macrochips.
Oh, I see.
And so then you get, you know, these it almost seems like a few of their machines almost seem like cyberpunk,
right?
As well, or you have the giant like zeppelins,
big
or
dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
What was oh man, I'm blanking so hard. What's the thing in Fallout 3? Not the
Liberty
NCR.
Prime.
Yeah, Liberty Prime.
Liberty Prime.
Big boy.
Yeah, everything is just scaled up.
Just huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I totally thought that the bombs fell like when the bomb fell in real life.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of like divulged from there. And then that's how like people had education and stuff, because they just like rolled with what they had and like stuff. But I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, the bombs dropped Saturday, October 23rd, 2077.
I love that it was a Saturday.
Yeah,
it couldn't happen on a Tuesday.
It's like, yeah. The weekend before Halloween.
Damn.
Everything fell apart. Yeah. What's your costume? Ghoul.
Yeah, what's my costume? Radiation?
That green tinge everywhere.
The third eye I grew.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, my Halloween party is going to be Fallout themed, and it's just going to be green light everywhere.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
I love that.
Dude, I'm going to... Man, I already know the theme of your Halloween party. It's dangerous. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in years.
I love hosting Halloween parties. So when you come back to Vancouver, everyone, by the way, who's listening, Jeremy is going back to Lethbridge for the summer.
I am getting on a plane in 20 hours.
We're going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss everything out here. It's so nice out here.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that Alberta still somehow, even with all the mistakes they're making, is cheaper than Vancouver. So there you go.
Yeah.
It has something to do with the property that's owned in Alberta compared to the property I don't own in Vancouver, but we move.
We move. We live.
We live.
We live. But when you're back in September for October, officially invited to my Halloween party. And honestly, I think I might make it Fallout themed.
Put
in some radioactive lights.
I'm going to paint myself green. Just be a super mutant. But like
amazing.
The least strong looking super mutant of all time.
That's
just
fine.
Just my lanky butt, like body.
FEV did something to you. Something.
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 I don't know.
Turned to green. Minimum.
Green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love that. So, what do you have? Do you like Halloween? You rocking with Halloween?
I rock with Halloween in the sense that I think we need more days where we can cut loose.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a day we all dress up. We all, like, recognize as a society that it's kind of fun to do that every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, like, play into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not huge into Halloween because I'm not, like, the most visually creative person.
Mm.
Like, especially when it comes to, like, fashion and costume. Like, obviously, it's the radio. No one can see me right now. You know how I dress every day? Basic. I dress... pants and shirts. You know
baseball
I mean?
Enthusiast.
Baseball enthusiast. You know what I'm saying? So the idea of me like, oh, I got to sit down in my costume. What does this all look like? It's way beyond me. You know what I mean? Like the last Halloween costume I had was an Elmo onesie because the band went as Sesame Street.
Oh, nice.
It was good.
I think I've seen that photo. Yeah, you
photo.
On stage.
Yeah,
and you're in the onesies. Yeah.
But that was the last one. And then the time before that, I dressed as a woman and that was 2020.
Nice.
Yeah. That was actually sick. This is my first time ever wearing a dress. That was awesome.
Was it freeing?
Oh my gosh, dude.
They're comfy.
So comfy. And you don't even realize that you're cold because you get maybe wasted at the party and your legs, you don't feel your legs anymore.
That's true.
It's
that's
beautiful.
True. That's true.
I don't know. I think there needs to be more men skirt options.
True.
Not trying to get in Matt's territory with the fashion conversation.
No, that's great.
I just think that, you know.
Would you if it was more socially acceptable,
would
you be rocking skirts?
Absolutely. Like but the long ones.
Yeah.
Like longer than like you know what I mean? Like past the knee.
Yeah. I mean I've got
oh no, I guess yours is yeah. Like exactly like that. Yeah. Like I want like, you know, 6 inches of ankle, but it's a dress.
Listeners, I've got about 6 inches of ankle on right now.
So I got 6 inches of ankle for you. Hey,
oh,
never mind. Okay.
All right.
That was bad.
No.
I'm tired. I think it's Supreme.
Yeah.
I think you might come in here.
Another day at radio.
Another day at the station.
What's another up? Day at the station. All right, listeners, thank you so much for listening. We're gonna
thank you all so much.
We're gonna have a song by Jeremy. Jeremy, what have you
can
got?
Can we talk about this song real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is a song Let me back up. So I host a show on CJSF called the 60 Minute Stage Dive. I play a lot of heavy music, a lot of screamo, a lot of metal, etc. So that means that a lot of the music I do listen to in my day-to-day life doesn't end up on my radio show, because you're insane if you walk around listening to people scream all day. So there's a song that I found again recently by this artist called Against All Logic. Bear with me here. It's a bit of a story. Everything I do is a bit of a story.
I love the story.
Against All Logic is one singular producer by the name of Nicholas Jarre, and he has been in a lot of other projects, like under his own name, and this other project called Dark Side. Very talented man. He was like, what if I use all my talents to make house music? And everyone's like, yeah, it's like a good idea, dude. Like, we all like house music, but your other music's way too far out for us to, like, listen to at a party. So he came out with this one album that was a collection of songs from 2012 to 2017, and that was really good, but it was very, like, by the numbers. Mm. So the next album he came out with was super industrial influenced. So there's a song on there that samples Beyoncé called Fantasy by Against All Logic. It's really cool, and it's really pretty, but it's, like, super broken sounding. I'm really into it. So it's Against All Logic by Fantasy on CJSF. And this is Liz's show.
Thank you, Liz. And thank you, Jeremy. And he'll be back after the break for another chat.
You can't get rid of me.
No. We love you so much, and I'm so excited to have you back in September. All right, listeners, enjoy.
Yeah.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Liz. I'm back with Jeremy.
Hi.
And you just heard...
You heard Fantasy by Against All Logic. I went on a very gushy spree about that song before you heard it, so I won't go back and do it again, but listen to Against All Logic. And sad thing about that song, because of how royalties and samples work, it was removed off Spotify after 3 years of the album being out.
Boo.
Which is so sad. Beyonce, girl, how dare you make your money? Anyway.
Boo and sad, but I'm glad that we got to enjoy the song.
It's more like, I think if you pay for it once, it should be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Like, because like you have to license it, like you license the sample. So anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's,
yeah. I digress.
It, yeah. And,